BBC News with Chris Perrow. New coronavirus restrictions have come into force in France as cases there pass 1 million. Overnight curfew measures will cover two-thirds of France. 54 administrative regions are affected, covering 46 million people. Many European countries are suffering an exponential rise in infections. The World Health Organization has warned of a critical moment in the pandemic and urged immediate action to prevent health services from being overwhelmed. Sudan is to normalise relations with Israel, the third Arab state to do so in 2 months. Palestinians have reacted angrily to the announcement, describing it as another stab in the back. Protests have spread across Poland after a court ruling that bans virtually all abortions. The demonstrations are taking place despite tight coronavirus restrictions. Joe Biden has renewed his criticism of President Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic the day after it emerged as a key theme in the final debate before the election day. Mr. Biden accused Mr. Trump of having given up on fighting the virus. Mr. Trump insisted the US was turning a corner on the pandemic. The confirmation process for President Trump's controversial choice for the Supreme Court has moved to the US Senate floor. A final vote on whether to appoint Amy Coney Barrett is expected on Monday. The authorities in Paraguay have found 7 bodies inside a container with fertiliser which left Serbia in July. All 7 are believed to be adults. Documents found on 2 bodies indicate that one of the victims was Moroccan and the other Egyptian. Paraguayan officials have seized a further 500 kilos of cocaine in charcoal containers at a private port near the capital Asunción. Earlier this week, they found more than 2,300 kilos of the drug destined for Israel in the country's largest ever cocaine bust. BBC News.